Science World is returning to its roots in order to raise funds for its future. The geodesic dome, which was voted one of the most iconic buildings in Vancouver, was actually supposed to be a temporary structure for Expo 86, though it was engineered to last all the same, much like the Eiffel Tower. It was originally called the Expo Center and was the hub of the 1986 World's Fair. After there was a push to use the structure, the Science Center took over. The roots of the center actually extend back into the late 70s. While the name of the center and dome has changed a few times, depending on sponsorship, it's still the same organization doing the same science education. This week Science World released a line of exclusively designed Expo 86 merchandise. The collection ranges from crew neck hoodies and t-shirts to stickers, mugs, and posters featuring the nostalgic Expo 86 logo and mascot Expo Ernie. The Expo 86 logo and Ernie character are iconic parts of Canadian design history that we've been honored to get the chance to bring to life, all in support of Science World. I remember being at Expo 86, in fact, it's one of my first childhood memories, so I'm excited to bring this line to life and to the public, says Science World's creative director Jen Cook in a press release. The branding is owned by the government of the province of British Columbia and Science World has secured a license to use them. Funds raised by the merchandise sales will support Science World's programming and mission to expand STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts and design and math, learning. Expo 86 was Vancouver's first world-class event, inviting 22 million visitors from all over the world to Vancouver in a five-month span, and the Expo Center was at the center of it, says Vice President of Development at Science World, Nancy Roper. By connecting Vancouver's history with its future, we hope that the Expo 86 series both fundraises and educates about the crucial role that this event played in defining Vancouver as a world-class city and in establishing Science World as a leading incubator of science innovation and education serving millions across BC every year. With files from Brendan Kurgan.